This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam, welcome everybody. We're about to continue our series on Tefillah. Our series on Tefillah is sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rosel, Nishmas' brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shinhava Aliyah, Shiv Meil Tzioshe, his whole family, Abi Yaskel Tzedek. So, if anybody is in Cedarhurst for the Shabbos, you could still join us. You could still come to Cedarhurst for Shabbos. You could join us for the Shabbos Hagolah Drasha at 6 p.m. Shabbos afternoon. Bezos Hashem, even if you're not in the neighborhood, at 10 p.m. we're having a meeting regarding very exciting developments for our shul. If you're around and you could be mechazik us, it would be greatly appreciated. 10 p.m. Motzei Shabbos. We're now examining the final Hallelujah. Chapter 150 of Tehillim, the last Hallelujah, and the last Perek of Tehillim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki, Migoymrei HaHalel B'chol Yom. May my share in this world be among those who finish Hallel every day, meaning among those who finish Tehillim every day. And what he means is that we should always say all the Hallelujahs, and this way we'll be able to finish the end of Tehillim daily. Now, the final chapter of Tehillim begins, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, B'kodshai, Hallelujah, Berkia Uzai, Hallelujah, B'gvurai Sav, Hallelujah, Kroib Gudlai, Hallelujah, B'seik HaShofar, Hallelujah, B'neva B'chinar, Hallelujah, B'seif HaMachal, Hallelujah, B'minim B'yugav, Hallelujah, B'tzotzlei Shama, Hallelujah, B'tzotzlei Sura, Koyal, HaNeshama, Tehalelka, Hallelujah. How many times do we say Hallelujah in this parak? Well, let's count. Hallelujah, hallelu, hallelujah, 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 and then hallelujah. So let us try to understand, why do we say hallelujah 10 times? We said in an earlier chapter, Hallelujah Hashem and Hashemayim, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. We said that 8 times. Why over here do we say 10 times? Now, Derech HaMenatzeach, says Reb Schwab, it is the manner of the conductor, Al Tizmoires, in his symphony, Ledarbon Klei HaZemer HaShoinim, Shekol Echad Yashmi Kola B'Itav Izmanai, that he would signal to each musician that each one should play his instrument at its appropriate time. And in the end, they all together give the final blast so that it ends off with an impression that will not easily fade. Therefore, the Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael, the great singer of Israel, Metafes va'oila madriga mi darga ledarga. He is stepping up from level to level. Ad higiyoy l'siyam sifrei v'mizmerdan, until he finally reaches the summit in this psalm, shehu ha'achrin shebesefer Tehillim, which is the final psalm of Tehillim. V'hushi his gabros hashir. This is like the summit, the pinnacle, the climax of prevailing in song. Shall call hilulu David Amalach. And now, what does this refer to? Because remember, the Hallelujahs are the part of davening that is referred to as Unifa'ercha, the Pe'er, the crowning achievement of world existence, where there are 5 epic periods in history. And they are, number one, the first Hallelujah before the coming of Mashiach, where many people will believe in false messiahs, and therefore the David HaMelech says, Al tivtechu v'nedivim, do not believe in any human beings. Ashrei shekel Yaakov b'Yezri. Then the next period in history is the second Hallelujah. That refers to the period right before the coming of Mashiach, as Mashiach is coming. And we begin to see, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And then finally we have the Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem and Hashamayim, that is the Mizmar of Mashiach's arrival, where all the Bria is elevated and the entire Bria sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have the fourth Hallelujah, which is the Hallelujah regarding the period of Tchias HaMesim. Royimois Kel Begroinam V'cherpi V'yos B'Adam. Yerananu Al Mishkevoisam. Yefoyer Anovim Bishua. That's the fourth Hallelujah. And the fifth and final Hallelujah is the Song of the Soul. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kel B'Kotchei, which ends off Koyel HaNeshama Tehalaka. This is the song, not of Mashiach, not of Tchias HaMesim, of the Achris HaYomim, of the Olam HaNeshamois, and this is the highest song. And this is the summit of all of David HaMelech's songs. It's the Olam HaNeshamois, like the Rambam says, Olam Haba, there's no body. There's no physicality, it's just the souls of the tzaddikim without any body like the Malachi Asharis. And the singer begins, Hallelujah, and he begins the conducting the symphony. He commands those near him to play, and then he turns to others to play. First he talks to Hallelujah, Kel B'Kodshai. Praise God from his holy abode. That is the Makom, the holy place, the Makom HaMikdash. But really, says Rav Shoaib, the Makom HaMikdash encapsulates the whole world because the Asad Lavei, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, will spread to the whole world. V'imolei Kvayda Hashem es Kol Haaretz. And then David HaMelech turns to the various Olamos and he commands them, Halleluhu Berkia Uzai. Praise Hashem from his firmament of might. We think the Rekia is the air around the earth. The truth is Rekia is all the universe, all the space above us, the Rekiyim Elyonim, up to the Ma'aseh Merkava. Even by the Ma'aseh Merkava, it says, Udmus al Roshei Achaya. Ke'en al Roshei Achaya Rekiyah, ke'en Akerach. So even on the Roshei Achayos, which are the Malachim, we have Rekiyah. Rekiyah Uzai is the highest level of the Rekiyah. That's the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, Hallelujah Kel B'Kodshai. Praise God in this world, the Makoy Mishkan of those who have free choice, and Hallelujah even in the upper worlds. Hallelujah B'Gvurai Sav. Praise God with his for his Midas Hadin. And then we say, Hallelujah Karev Gudlai. Goydel, Gadol, Gedoyla is Midas HaChesed. Praise God for his Midas Adin, praise God for his Midas Harachamim, that the two of them together will be misached to one chativa. Now, and afterwards, it's a mitzvah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all kinds of song, b'chol suge kli zemer. Then we say, praise Hashem b'seika shofar, praise Hashem b'nevo v'chinar, praise Hashem b'soifu machael. Praise Hashem with b'minim ve'ugav, organ and flute, tzilzalei shama, symbols of noise, tzilzalei srua, trumpets. Now, we don't know exactly how each one of these instruments, in what way they bring out various feelings and thoughts and emotions. But David HaMelech is summoning all of them. But then David HaMelech says, Kol HaNeshama Tehalalka. Says Reb Schwab, you could explain, what does it mean, Kol HaNeshama? The Neshama in all of its Shleimos. Kol HaNeshama, the entire soul. The explanation is as follows. The truth is, we don't really understand the nuance of difference between all these various instruments. Why do we need cymbals, and why do we need an organ, and why do we need a flute, and why do we need a trumpet? We don't understand the chashivas of each one. Why David HaMelech is referring to all of them. We find in Tehillim, Alei Asar v'Alei Novel, Alei Higoyon b'chinar. David HaMelech says, on a 10-stringed harp, on a lyre, on a harp, but it is clear, The same way the body has evarim, we have arms, we have legs, we have organs, we have a heart, a liver, a spleen, pancreas, and each one has a specific function. God programmed into the neshama that it should be divided into many different tichunais. The neshama has different components to it. And each chelek of the neshama is moved, is aroused by a different musical instrument. So we need these various instruments to elicit emotion from each chelek of the neshama. So we say, Kol ha-neshama. Through all these instruments, every dimension of the neshama should praise Hashem. Now, interesting, in this mizmar we have hallelujah 10 times. Now, the truth is, I think we have more. Halleluka, hallelu, halleluku, halleluhu, 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 halleluka. So we have 12 times. So where do you get 10? Maybe we'll take out the word hallelu. So halleluka, halleluhu. Maybe just the word halleluhu. Halleluhu, 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 halleluhu. Halluhu, halluhu, halluhu. And then we have halleluka twice. And we have tahallel once. And we have hallelu once. So probably we count hallelu. And we don't count the two hallelukas. But we have the word hallelu 10 times. In Kuf Mem Ches we have hallelu 8 times. Why? Because Chazal say the harp of the Beis HaMikdash had 7 strings. But in the Yimei HaMashiach, they'll have 8 strings. And in Olam Haba, there'll be 10 strings. Shenemar, Alei Osar v'Alei Novel. So what do we see from here? In Kuf Memches, where we're talking about the Yimei HaMashiach, therefore, it says Hallelu 8 times. Because in the times of Mashiach, there'll be an 8-stringed harp. But our mizmar is not talking about Mashiach. It's talking about Olam Haba. It will be a 10-stringed harp. Therefore, it says hallelujah 10 times. And now we understand why in Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which is referring to Olam Haba, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, David HaMelech says, Alei Osar V'Alei Novel. Alei Osar referring to a harp of 10 strings. Because in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, then there will be a harp of 10 strings. So, regularly in the Mikdash, it was 7 strings. In Kuf Mem Ches, which was Yemais HaMashiach, we say Hallelu 8 times. As the Gemara in Erechin says, the harp of the Beis HaMikdash will have 8 strings. And in the final chapter, in Kuf Nun, which is about the Olam HaNeshamais, we say Halleluhu 10 times, because it lost the love, there will be 10 strings. And that is why in Mizmar, Shir, L'Yom HaShabbos, we say Alei, also we refer to the harp of 10 strings. Okay, I want to wish everyone a guten Shabbos HaGadol. Thank you everybody for joining today, and wishing you all bracha v'hatzlacha. If you find yourself in the neighborhood, please join us for the Shabbos HaGadol drasha at 6 p.m. And if not, please join us Matzah Shabbos, 10 p.m. for exciting announcements. A guten Shabbos, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.